There we go, Blackhawks Crazy Podcast back here on WGNRadio.com. I am Mike Jacobson. He is Scott King as we broadcast live from the seventh floor of the beautiful Trib Tower here on the Magnificent Mile, bringing you another week of pure Blackhawks goodness. And it starts off on a good note yet again for the Blackhawks as we start the podcast this week. Johnny Oduya and Nicklas Hjalmarsson going to be on the ice tomorrow night when they take on the Ducks, and they're looking for their 13th win in 14 games. Yeah. Unbelievable streak that the Blackhawks got going right now.
Hello, there would Scott. That would be eight in a row. Hi, Mike.
It would be eight in a row overall. They're coming off a franchise best eight wins on the road. That streak's still
eight
going.
Straight. That's a crazy streak. They've been a great road team this year. It's been very interesting.
Yeah, and they've won two straight since our last podcast. So we're clearly the good luck charm in all of this.
I think so. I think every week we sprinkle a little luck on top. It falls down the United Center ice.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a magical dust that we like to call Blackhawks goodness.
I was going to say pixie dust. That sounds more sporty.
I'm going with the Blackhawks goodness theme. I started off with it today. I'm feeling the juju. Got a beautiful sunshining day out there. 50 degrees as we look at the Magnificent Mile.
And I'll take 50 at this point. It's not too cold. You can say brisk. Brisk is a good word.
All right. At one point in the forecast, I had heard that we could get like 14 inches of snow this weekend. That was on Monday. And now that's been dialed back to maybe half an inch or something.
Anything goes.
So something could happen on Saturday potentially, but 50 degrees in March. It hasn't snowed in forever. It didn't snow in January or February. That's insane.
Right. Now it might snow.
I mean, there's been a little bit of dusting in March here, but it's absolutely insane.
We'll get it in June too. It's just getting crazy. Oh, yeah. That's in the Chicago area.
That's just how it goes. So, but again, the Blackhawks, they are just absolutely on fire. Some great news that we just heard there about Oduya and Hjalmarsson coming back and going to be on the ice, and get to see Johnny back in the lineup. We're talking off the air here. You know, the defensive pairs, not too shabby for the Blackhawks right now. I've got some age on there, but just the names, the aesthetics, it's very aesthetically pleasing when you're looking at that lineup.
Yep, your first pair now, Seabrook and Keith. Now that you have Oduya, you can play with Hjalmarsson. You have Seabrook and Keith back together, and then the depth. You know, Campbell's been playing really, really well. Got five goals already. He's looked pretty good with Van Riemsdyk. You know, Van Riemsdyk's had a rough game or two here and there, but he can play, and you know, you can see him improve a little bit. And I think they do actually overall play well together.
Oduya had been out with a lower body injury. He hasn't even made his debut yet with the Blackhawks since acquiring him last week before the trade deadline. Hjalmarsson's been out with an upper body injury, so nice to get. It's really going to be interesting to see how they come out and play, especially Oduya, because he struggled with injuries the entire time, basically, that he was in Dallas.
Hjalmarsson's been out since February 23rd.
Yeah, I mean, Oduya, you're talking,
he only played in 37 games with Dallas.
Yeah.
So, in and out of the lineup, and now he looks – I mean, I saw him skating at practice. He looks good.
Yeah, so it'll be – and then Schmaltz looks like he's going to be ready to go too. I haven't looked at Twitter just recently since we turned on the mics.
He was in the top line with the Lions, skating with Taves.
At practice.
Yeah, at practice. So skating with Taves and Panic, and he just had an illness before. It wasn't
nothing serious.
Wasn't mumps. I know there's a bit of a mumps outbreak again in the NHL. But it wasn't that.
Yeah, they had one last year too.
Yes.
A mumps outbreak.
Actually, you know what? I think it was 2 years ago. They might have had it again last year, but 2 years ago it was like every team had it.
The fact that mumps are back. Vaccinate your. Never mind. Not going to get into that. I'm not going to get into that one, but the fact that mumps is back is just creepy to me.
I will Jenny McCarthy you.
That's a different podcast, not the Blackhawks crazy podcast that we do here each and every week. And you can submit questions, not vaccination questions, but Blackhawks questions and or any other questions you would like. Just let's just stay away from the political views, because we get enough of that each and every day. So let's just stick to what's on the ice and maybe a little bit of fun things off the ice. Facebook.com/Blackhawks Crazy. That's the best way to do it. He is at Scott King Media on Twitter. I am on Jacobson Radio on Twitter, or I should say at Jacobson Radio.
Are you on Twitter a lot these days? Are you more active? I don't see anything from you on Twitter. I wish you would bring it.
I'm not a fun follow. I don't really do much on there. I use it every day for work purposes.
It's great for news.
I don't have a lot of hot takes that I'm spewing out there. I save them for the podcast.
All right. We'll try to get you going. Everybody keep tweeting Mike till he responds. I need to see some stuff from his timeline.
Yeah, everybody has always said that. And when I had a full-time on-air job and not just a producer, which I was for the majority of my radio career, they always were getting at me. I didn't tweet enough. So I guess I'm just not very good at it, I guess. I don't have enough hot takes. I don't know if that's a good thing. Like, at least in 140 characters, my takes have to take on a bigger realm.
But don't you have hot takes on the air every day at Cochran?
I do.
And here once a week as well?
I do, but it's more than 140 characters. We had Brian Campbell on the station earlier. It's called Breakfast with the Blackhawk. I have him on each and every week. And first thing you're going to ask him, obviously, is the streak that the Blackhawks have been on. Again, going for their 13th win in their last 14 games overall tomorrow night at the UC versus the Ducks. So what's been going right? Here's what he had to say.
We know what our expectations are with our team and how we can play, at least now. You know, you got to play your best hockey at some point. And you know, I feel like we can turn it up. And you know, I think Joel kind of asked us to turn it up. So we got it going a bit more and started playing better. And, you know, I think we're still trying to obviously catch Minnesota and get ready for the playoffs here down the stretch. So I like it. I like that we're showing this and guys are stepping up, different guys. And we kind of, you know, feel a little bit more comfortable. I think everybody does in their roles, and it's been good.
They're Soup right there on the station earlier, and closing in on the Wild, they are just 1 point back of them in just a game in hand. That's all they've got.
Yeah.
And it's been a nice – I mean, that's been a – they lost last night, the Wild, to the St. Louis Blues, which I'm sure a lot of Blackhawks fans were watching to see how that result was going to come about. And 1 point away, 90 points for the Wild, 89 for the Blackhawks. So it's they're doing it again.
And the Hawks were just leading them a couple days ago.
I know.
The Hawks had the lead. So there'll probably be some back and forth. You listen to Campbell there. I think he's very excited, and he's speaking on behalf of the group that they notice how well they can play, obviously, in the stretch, and they know that they can be a dangerous playoff team. I think he's excited to see that, and he's excited to see everyone contributing, too, and know that they can depend on the young guys. They can depend on the D, the forwards. They've had great goaltending all year. Actually, I thought the most interesting thing from what he said is that Q asked us to step it up.
Yeah, he slipped that in there.
Yeah, it was interesting because usually the guys always put stuff like that on themselves, and they never say, you know, a coach is looking for more or said this or that. It's usually some of the leaders or the guys themselves.
Even when I listened to it this morning when he said, I'm like, oh, that caught me off guard. Like, yeah, because I haven't really heard that, you know, so maybe, who knows, maybe it was a – it could have been something as we got to get our bleep together, or maybe it was a big rah-rah speech. Maybe – I don't know. They had a team. Who knows?
Maybe it's just Quinville going in the locker room. You guys, can we play better?
I'm feeling that that's not what happened. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that's probably not.
I'm just saying everyone has their coaching style.
And you were able to catch up with Jonathan Toews yesterday.
I did yesterday. Yeah, he visited a school in the city, the Morton School of Excellence.
What was he doing there?
He was speaking to students as part of their goal initiative. Where I think the students at various schools in the city and different communities have to achieve some goals. And it looks like they have some kind of learning software, and they work on that and kind of do some school work there. And once they do so much, they get a visit from a Blackhawk. And yesterday, these kids got Jonathan Toews.
Not a bad gift.
I'm sure that they'll take it. They're very happy to see him. And I got some videos and pictures from it on my Twitter and my Instagram, both at Scott King Media, if you guys want to check that out.
We got a little bit of audio here for you right now on the podcast, and you asked him kind of basically what we asked Campbell, too, about what's clicking and what's working during the streak. Is that probably the best way to set it up?
Yep.
Here it is, Jonathan Toews.
It never seems to feel like it's a thing until, you know, we get maybe above 10 games or so, and I think we're just we're playing great hockey, and there's maybe a couple games here and there where we're not our best, but we find ways to win, and I think that's a huge part of a winning streak. So for us, it's always just trying to focus on the process and improve our game regardless of what the result is and what our winning streak is like. So obviously we like where we're at in the standings, but the ultimate goal is to be the best team, the best kind of sum of all the parts come playoff time.
Is there a science or an art to peaking right before the playoffs like you guys tend to do, or is it just kind of happen naturally?
Well, I mean, I've kind of talked about this a few times last week or so that, you know, I guess I'd say 2015 especially was that year where we were kind of bouncing around a little bit during the regular season. Once we got to the playoffs, it was almost a relief that we had that renewed motivation we had purpose and we knew what we had to play for. So I wouldn't say we turned the switch on, but we're ready come playoff time to everyone to buy in and play the right way. So I think right now we're having a great regular season and things are slowly building up to that point. So obviously, like you said, you know, I think we know we got plenty in the tank and we'll be healthy come then, come that time. So we're just excited for that opportunity to roll around.
Captain Sirius.
Another good quote, another interesting quote, just like Campbell's. He's you actually get a lot from that, because I was – my question, the way it kind of came about, is I was thinking, like, every year, you know, they have their troubles sometimes early in the season, sometimes in the middle of the season, and then they get it all together, and they usually put a really good push right before the playoffs together, like we see now with this streak. And he kind of reminded me, 2015, that wasn't the case. There was a lot of up and down, even up until the playoffs mm-hmm. in 2015. So –
They battled their most adversity that year, no question.
Absolutely. With Clint Reif and everything they went through and rumors, you know, around the team, and they really fought hard, and that was a great, great championship year. But, and another thing I took out of that is, look, even if we're not putting these streaks together and not looking dominant at the end of the regular season, that come playoffs, we're always a team that's going to play and that's always going to put together that consistency and show up. So he's basically saying every year we're ready to be a force to be reckoned with in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was. It's really cool, too, by the way, that all the stuff that the Blackhawks players do off the ice and little things like this that you don't even know about. Like, this wasn't a big media story. I mean, there wasn't a lot of us there. I mean, I'm sure there was a few media members because we get press releases that they're doing this sort of stuff. But in terms of the general public, they don't know about a lot of these little things that these guys do. And Jonathan Ian, they're like, well, these guys get paid millions of dollars. Yes, they do, but the fact that the Blackhawks are so good at getting those guys out there, and the fact that they embrace it, you know, you could have a guy go out to a Morton, and then they just show up, and it's like, oh, this, all right, just all right, let's take a picture and let's go. That's just not how the Blackhawks are, and I'm not saying that just because they're on our station. They really do a great job, because I've worked with other organizations where that is not the case, and there's some in town that I will not name that have bad reputations that do not put their players out there enough for community causes and community relationships and trying to, you know, build those. I guess
and if someone's just not feeling it that day, either in the organization or the player, they could just cancel it on the kids or whoever's involved, and mm-hmm. it's always a good cause.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing is the day before he was speaking at the alumni luncheon in Oak Brook to a kid who won a scholarship. Right? Actually, I think it's a group of kids that won scholarships. So he had 4 days off, and he spent two of them, you know, speaking and being involved in some really good causes. So that's something he's embraced for a long time. I'm actually right now working on a story that's going to be on WGNRadio.com about what a role model Taves has been to the city and different communities within the city. I actually got to talk and ask the superintendent, Eddie Jones, about Taves and his involvement in the community.
Oh, wow.
So,
cool.
Yeah, well, that'll be up today or tomorrow.
Cool. And that's the Chelsea Blogger blog, Scott King Media at Twitter. That'll be there. It'll also be WGNRadio.com or WGN Radio's Twitter page, I should say. We'll tweet it out from there, and WGN Radio Sports. But WGNRadio.com, Chelsea Blogger, click on the Blackhawks section. You can't miss it. It'll be right there. Either tomorrow or
today, later today.
Or today.
Might be up.
I like it.
Might get to it.
Good stuff. And we'll wrap things up here, too, with, unfortunately, kind of a negative note, Scott Darling going down. And he's going to be out for a little while here. We're talking maybe 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah, right around then. It looked like it might have been a shot or something in practice last week. So, you know, obviously they don't in hockey, don't really comment on the injuries, up or lower, which is sometimes amusing.
It still amazes me that they can get away. I shouldn't say amazes me, but it's funny to me how they can get away with that after, you know, in the NFL, you can't get away with any of that stuff.
No, just because everyone buys into it. The whole league is, that's what everyone does.
John
Fox, what we're used to.
John Fox tries to get away with it, not giving too many details, but never works.
No one's having it.
Eventually, it always comes out. That's the thing about hockey. Like, everything pretty much stays internal. I mean, you don't hear about too many leaks in hockey.
Right.
I mean, the NFL is, I mean, it's a sinking ship. There's so many leaks.
Leak city.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, Ian Rappaport's working 24/7, and Adam Schefter and those guys. NHL, you don't really get that. Now you get trade rumors and get, but injury stuff,
right,
never really happens.
No, it's a big deal when someone breaks a story in NHL too, because like you said, a lot of it's very tight-lipped around the league and with all the players and their agents and everyone. But
Bob McKenzie's and your Pierre LeBron. I mean,
you just said the best two right there. Those are the guys that always have the scoops.
Usually those are the big national guys that have the scoops. But otherwise, it's
slim
not
pickings.
Like, it's not like there's no Woj. There's no Adrian Wojnarowski of the NHL, to me at least.
Sure.
I mean, those guys are great. I'm not saying that they're not, but there's just not a lot in breaking news like that.
I hear you.
That comes out, particularly with injuries. So 3 weeks, see what happens. Could be less, could be more.
had to call up Jeff Glass from Rockford, and he's a guy who actually spent a lot of time in the KHL before coming into the AHL. And look, he right away passed Lars Johansson on the depth chart at goalie in Rockford. So you're probably going to see him get a couple games. I know Crawford, if he's feeling good and he's ready and all these games count where you're trying to win a division and even win the conference, I think Crawford would like to play all those games, but you could expect Jeff Glass to see one or two maybe, at least.
Yeah. No, it'll be interesting to see him in net and see how he does and how comfortable he feels between the pipes at the pro level, at least the NHL pro level. So that'll be good to go. So how was your week this week before we get out of here?
Oh, very nice of you to ask. It was it was good. Oh, I saw Logan. It was awesome.
Oh,
yeah, it was really good.
That's been getting great reviews,
yeah,
by the way.
Well deserved. It's only a couple. I'm a comic book purist with the comic books. Only a couple, like a villain I would have thrown in and taken one out of the movie, but really good because it's so different than the average comic book movie.
Speaking of like the comic movies, I just saw a preview online for Deadpool 2. Did you like Deadpool 1?
That was actually like the teaser before Logan.
Oh,
if you go see
it
in the theater, you guys haven't seen it, that'll be the teaser before, and it's entertaining.
Yeah.
The first Deadpool, I liked it because it was also different. You have the first two rated R comic book movies ever, so you get away with a little more, and the tone can kind of change.
They get away with a lot in Deadpool.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, because I just saw that for the first time. Now, this is very romantic. At a bed and breakfast, we watched.
That's awesome.
We watched Deadpool.
Wow.
A couple of weeks ago, we were in Michigan.
Wow.
Before we went to,
that would not fly for me at a bed and breakfast.
No,
I'd be watching like,
wasn't even my suggestion.
I'd be watching like the Time Traveler's Wife or something.
Yeah. Well, we also watched The Wedding Date. But
oh, compromise. Okay.
We got another one in there. We got Deadpool, so we did did that one, and we actually watched it during the day. So, which is kind of weird.
That this past weekend was your bed and breakfast?
A couple of weekends ago.
How was your week this week?
That was pretty good. I was actually up in Madison and Milwaukee. So it was all Wisconsin weekend last weekend. So I took in a Marquette game on Saturday.
Awesome.
And a Badgers game on Sunday. So
nice.
It was really busy, but it was a lot of fun. So, and then then this week just grinding.
Nice.
Just grinding, getting ready for the Blackhawks tomorrow night, and you will be there at the United Center for the Anaheim Ducks, but you won't
be
covering
there. I'll be one of the people. I'll be just like you guys.
Yeah.
I'll have my seats, you know, I'll be watching the game action with some friends and my wife. So
what section are you gonna be in so everybody can come hello?
I'm not comfortable. You know, there's too many people listening. Like, we're the biggest sports show in America. I can't be bothered.
Well, that's true. That is true. And breaking news, not that anybody cares, maybe on this podcast, but the Cowboys are gonna release Tony Romo officially on Thursday.
Whoa.
Everybody knew that, though, kind
of.
Wow,
we like to end with a big cross-sports scoop.
Yeah, I just saw it on my phone. I figured
one more somewhat breaking some Hawks news. John Dietz of the Daily Herald reported that Eddie Belfour is going to be the next one more shift ex-player. He's going to take the ice on March 23rd versus the Stars, a team he won the Stanley Cup with in 99.
Very cool.
Very cool. It's going to be a great moment.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out great with JR. What was that?
Yeah,
about,
totally.
3 weeks ago or something like that? 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, a month.
I remember him talking about it and hearing him talk about it. He actually talked about it on our air, and he just it was a thrill. He said it was just to be able to get back on the ice. And for these guys, you know, I mean, it's such a huge part of their life. And with him, he's in the NHL for 20 seasons.
Yeah.
Eddie Belfour, I mean, how many? I would have to look it up really quick. How many? He was in the
long time. He
forever.
Retired in 07, but he was in there a long time.
All right, you need to distract and you know, fill the time here. While
look over here. No, the way Ronick handled it, he was a total pro. He was even emailed me a quote after. He was all in on it. He went and kissed the ice. He was pumping up the crowd. He gave Taves like a bear hug. It was pretty solid night. And Belfour's gonna be like that too. That's a guy who you haven't heard much from in a long time, and you haven't seen the Hawks really honor in any way. So I think it's going to be a huge night and a big moment for him. Hopefully the media gets to talk to him. I'd love to ask him some questions.
Good job filling the time there.
Thank
51
you.
Years old, by the way, for one Ed Belfour.
Wow.
And he was
I bet he's going to be one of those guys who looks like he can still play, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Still really defend
the
net.
Yeah, you could definitely see that. And he played for 18 years.
There you go. That's a career.
That's a career.
Yeah.
I'd say that's pretty good.
I played for zero in the NHL.
You too?
Yeah.
But we have hosted more, you know, just as many Blackhawk Crazy podcasts.
Right. I'm very confident about that.
Me and you, we're on the same streak there, and we have more than Ed Belfour. Got that going for us, you know, which is nice. Ready to put a bow on it, my man?
All done.
Blackhawk Crazy podcast. We will be here next week, and we enjoy it. And we enjoy when you follow us on Facebook. and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy. He is at Scott King Media on Twitter. I am at Jacobson Radio on Twitter. WGNRadio.com, where you're consuming this podcast right now, also has his Chelsea Blogger blog. New one going to be up either today or tomorrow on Jonathan Taves and the role he's had as a role model here in this city. Till then, we'll talk to you next week.